The old capital, Nanjing, in the year 1398. The aged emperor handed over power to his successor. His eldest sons were already dead. He passed over his remaining son, a seasoned soldier, and chose instead to make the son of his firstborn, his grandson, emperor. This was a straight line prescribed by law. 3 years later, the maligned third son conquered the capital. The young emperor is thought to have died during the turmoil. His body was never found. The leader of the putsch was proclaimed emperor, but it wasn't safe for him to remain in Nanjing. He had a new imperial palace built 900 kilometers further to the north. Beijing was to become the largest palace complex the world had ever seen. But the curse of his wicked deed came back to haunt him. During the weeks of the inauguration ceremony, lightning destroyed the three main halls of the palace. Was the heavenly dragon taking its revenge?